If you are an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander in Western Australia, not only are you not recognised in the federal constitution, you're still not recognised in that state's constitution. Western Australia is the only state where this still happens, and it looks set to continue with a private members bill introduced by Kimberley MLA Josie Farrar 3 months ago, debated this week, and failing to gain support from the governing Liberal Party. So why, in 2014, does the current government of Western Australia refuse to recognise Indigenous Australians? Or is it simply a matter of politics and one-upmanship? Paul Van Lieshout investigates.
As it stands, Western Australia is the only state in Australia that hasn't given state constitutional recognition to Aboriginal Australians. A private members bill was introduced to Parliament in April by Kimberley MP Josie Farrar. It's a bill that acts as genuine recognition and reconciliation. Introduced by WA Labor and identifying Aboriginals as the traditional custodians of the land, the bill was set for debate last Wednesday night. The WA Premier, however, doesn't support the move by Labor. I spoke to WA Shadow Aboriginal Affairs Minister Ben Wyatt.
All it does is simply bring into the preamble of the Constitution an acknowledgement that Aboriginal people are the traditional owners of Western Australia. It has no broader legal implications, and we had that confirmed by Solicitor General advice back in 2004 when this was first drafted. And now, it's something that I thought and was hoping that the Premier and the government would be happy to support, because it was very much a very rare opportunity with Josie, a Gidja woman, introducing this bill to do something that other states have done in some cases quite some time ago. And last night we had debate on this, where the Premier confirmed that he doesn't want to support this bill. He wants to do this at some point in the future. And what made me angry is that what was clear is that the only reason that he didn't want to support it is because it wasn't introduced by him. And I just think it's a hugely lost opportunity, and there are a number of reasons the Premier put forward to oppose the bill. The first one, early in the morning by way of statement, was that, well, we need to wait for the federal government's constitutional consultation to conclude. He didn't mention that in the Parliament, raised a number of different issues, including the old Richard Court anti-native title Mabo debate of uncertainty around freehold, which is just ludicrous. He said, we don't know the impact of amending the Constitution in this way, firstly, on other native title negotiations, and secondly, on potential freehold renewals, which is ludicrous to suggest that there's any implications. The High Court made those decisions a long time ago in respect of native title. But this isn't a native title issue. It's simply a constitutional acknowledgement.
Changing the federal constitution takes time and a referendum. At a state level, however, the state constitutions can be modified or changed quite easily.
At a federal level, our Commonwealth Constitution stipulates that to amend our constitution, we have to go to a referendum, and the referendum has to be successful by a majority of people in the majority of the state. At a state level, we don't need to go to a referendum. The constitution is amended by a bill passing through the parliament. So it's an easier process, of course, being the constitution. You don't amend it willy-nilly on any particular issue. I haven't yet given up hope on this, and people gave some very good speeches yesterday that I hope were persuasive to Liberal members of parliament.
WA Shadow Aboriginal Affairs Minister Ben Wyatt there. Robin Chappell is a member of the WA Legislative Council for the Greens. His portfolios include Aboriginal Affairs.
The whole notion of actually bringing recognition of Aboriginal people into our constitution has been a long time coming. So it's certainly something that we support. Given the fact that it was introduced in June, I would have thought that the government would have had time to make some evaluation of the bill. I've read the debate, and I'm not standing up for the Premier. He supports the idea. What he did say is he thinks it needs more time to be evaluated, and he wants to deal with the South West Noongar native title determination first. I actually don't think that the SWALC agreement with the Noongar people in the southwest has any relevance whatsoever. I would have thought the Premier would have had time to evaluate the pros and cons of the bill that was put forward. It is a fairly normal practice, unfortunately, that governments will not support opposition bills for fear of losing face, and invariably the reverse is true, that the opposition will not support government bills. It's the nature of adversarial politics.
So why is Western Australia the only state in Australia to not be recognising Aboriginal people as the original inhabitants?
We are a mining state. We are a pastoral state. Recognition of Aboriginal people as being the original inhabitants puts some problems in the way of government, the way it deals with miners, the way it deals with pastoralists.
WA MLC for the Greens, Robin Chappell, speaking there. The private members' bill to change the state constitution of WA looks to fail. The Wire did contact the WA Premier's office. He wasn't available for comment.